with whom they socialize, many, many times coming straight out of some school experience, some club, some unit of one type or another where many people get together in cheerful camaraderie. There's a young guy and a young gal, and they're all just part of a group. And it's kind of like saying, well, we don't want time passing to break up that old gang of mine. Unfortunately, once the rice is now down in your hair and the tin cans and the placards and signs are all put away and you've come back from your honeymoon, you're not living with the gang. You're just living with that one person. People get married for financial reasons, for reasons of necessity. They get married for reasons of lust, mutual attraction, physical drive. They get married for all kinds of reasons, including, of course, the one most common one, love. But it's easy to drift into marriage with someone you've been dating and getting married because you're afraid of not being married. A lot of people decide, well, we're living together anyway, so why not just make it legal? They don't really decide to get married as such, but they just decide to kind of formalize things and sometimes maybe to give the child a name. But you'll find that happy, successful marriages are the result of real decisions. I'm not saying that marriage that's got started off on a wrong foot can't eventually, 10 or even 20 years later, become tremendously successful, because they can. And that's one major point I want to make. No matter how yours started out, it's not too late to rescue it. But the point is, people who are in love ought to also like one another. They ought to like similar things. They ought to have similar interests. People who are really going to have a happy marriage will not notice the things about each other that annoy other people or annoy each other. They will be relaxed in each other's company. They don't have to chatter at each other all the time. They will not be constantly trying to impress one another. They will know exactly what is marriage and why they're married, and they will each be working at it about 100% of the time. They'll know that just like anything else, from a garden to at least training a pet, it might take some persistence and some TLC, tender loving care. And of course, the broader aspects of the spiritual, the psychological aspects of marriage, and of course, raising a family together, all of that. It's a pretty big subject, isn't it? Just think of marriage. Marriages are falling apart. About half of all marriages in the state of California, in the States, for example, end in divorce. What are your chances? Well, I'll tell you, if you're not married yet, the chances are awfully good to have a really successful marriage if you will write for a booklet called Modern Dating, Key to Success or Failure in Marriage. And if you're a grandparent, you ought to write for it. And if you're a young married or an older married couple and have been married for years and maybe things aren't quite as they should be, you still ought to write for it, because it's got very useful, helpful information that leads toward the right kind of marriage. It's called Modern Dating. That's all you need to know is the title, Modern Dating. And it's free of charge. Your copy is waiting for you. It's gratis.